like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I didn't hear the intro there. I assume we are up. There it is. Oh, there it is. I'm good. I am good. Okay, let's go. Friday edition. Couple of guests we have lined up for you, which is a normal type. There's that word again. I blew it right out of the chute. Top of hour number two. Kevin Hagan will check with us. We'll talk Alabama and college football with him and get the latest info out of the most recent national championship football program, the Crimson Tide. Our number three, Brad Powers, will check in. BradPowersSports.com. Out in Las Vegas, we'll handicap. If you have questions, we can look into the future of college football there, too. That's never off the plate on the show. But if you have any NFL playoff questions, absolutely. We'll grant latitude there. And again, remember, like I've told you, Brad transitions to basketball and covers the wagering there just like in football. Does a good job with it, college and pro. So if you have any college basketball items for him, that's fair game in hour number three from the wagering point of view. 615-844-5600. Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, Bill is King 7 at gmail.com. So Urban Meyer, Ashtabula Jesus, the pontifical one, named after a pope, took the Jacksonville Jags job. Yeah. He is the new man. That was consummated later on Thursday, and he inherits a team that went, 1-15? They have multiple draft picks, I believe a couple of ones, including the first one, and a couple of twos, and I think I saw, 11 overall, something like that. So a lot of personnel he can go out and acquire as now a pro coach. It's interesting because, like we've talked about so many times on this show, coaches coach. Coaches want to coach. Oh, it's always about the money. But that doesn't stop anything. They want to coach. Now, Urban Meyer had a medical condition we've talked about a lot here. It's public. And that was the problem. He never wanted to stop in this case. But this medical issue that involves a mass in his brain acts up when he gets all intense in a football game or around football. Other than that, in his life, it's not typically an issue at all. And he's been to doctors. He's had surgery. Now, this was in the past, and that's the bottom line there. He has to be able to control that. Well, he's jumping back in. I never knew whether he'd get back in or not. I'm not saying I knew it, because I didn't. But nobody's shocked either. I mean, coach is coach. I don't blame him at all about that. He wants to coach. He has that itch. Nothing else in life for coaches like that, Nick Saban, nothing else they can do replaces the high that they get from coaching. Whether it's grinding out long days, which not so many people can handle, but they can, right? Long, long days. Whether it's game planning, whether it's either in college recruiting or in the NFL personnel. Now, the way I understand it, the Jags don't have a GM right now. They're still searching for a GM. Somebody can correct me there if that's not correct. But I think I saw that too. So he won't be necessarily the guy that only makes the picks. There'll be a GM. Here's what I don't know. What level of power does Urban Meyer have when it comes to personnel? I would think he's got a good chunk, because a coach on that level, although he's never done it in the NFL, doesn't like to yield power. It's about several things, people. It's about the money. It's about getting back in, because that's what he wanted to do. But it's also about power. When you have that kind of background and that kind of success, it's going to be about power. That's a major conversation you have, is about power and control and everything that emanates from that. That's going to be interesting. So all you folks down there in the big Duval County, Jacksonville, your local sports just got a ton more interesting with Urban Meyer down there. Now, how long he can do this and how successful he will be, and no idea. Yeah, no idea. That's a tough league. That's very unforgiving league, the NFL. Many have jumped in there and been kicked right back out. But his past, if that's any indication, then he probably will be successful. We'll see. He inherits a program that is rock bottom. So there's you could say there's not any better timing, because in that league, rock bottom, I mean, you can only go up. They were 1-15. They were terrible. Absolutely. Absolutely terrible. Rock Westfall early this morning. Bill, will you be heavily investing in mental health and rubber room facilities based in Jacksonville? Might have to short them by Thanksgiving. Yeah, might need to. Look, I'm just glad that he's back in. I mean, if that's his need, and apparently it is. What's also interesting is Shelley Meyer, his wife, is very much active from time to time on Twitter, and you could tell, now again, this is prior, that Shelley and the girls, there's two girls and a son. I believe the son's at Cincinnati. That they kind of wanted him to just spend the rest of the years chilling. But they also, I guess, understand his absolute need to coach. Coach is coach. There's no other more simple way to put it to everybody. That's what they do. That's what they want to do. Doesn't really matter. Allen in Tampa, Bill, the dude that owns the Jags has plenty of money, and Jacksonville is still a bleep hole. See, that's the city rivalry thing down in Florida. Every time I've been to Jacksonville, which is quite a few, I've liked it. I've never lived there, but I've been there a bunch. Connected through in the airport there a bunch too. It's a very convenient airport. Yeah, money's not an issue with most of those places, but how well he does will be interesting. So there's a note right there. Urban Meyer is back in. No, it's not college. Texas approached him, and I'm sure they threw everything they had at him, which I would have done too. I would have told Urban Meyer, name your number. You have complete control, and we'll keep the hippies away from you. That's that, all those promises. I would have made it Texas. But that wasn't enough. I mean, another college job obviously wasn't something that interested him. But this pro opportunity to go down to Duval and take on the Jags will be interesting. So the next, I don't know how many years, you folks in Jacksonville will have Urban Meyer and Pretty Boy together to talk about. That'll keep you busy down there when you're not talking about the Gators and what have you, right? Gators, Noles, whatever else. That'll keep you preoccupied down in Big Duval. Did you see this? And I wasn't even concentrating in this area. Justin Ross, who is from Alabama but had been a terrific wide receiver at Clemson, did not play this year because of a spinal situation. They actually found it a couple of springs ago, thought he had a stinger, and they did some x-rays and found a problem in his spine that he was born with that nobody knew about. He didn't know about it, and nobody else did either. So they had to do surgery, and his future was somewhat questionable. Went to the doctors about a month or so ago, and they said things looking good. Now, he's not been cleared yet for contact and all that, but he is working out, and this spring, apparently, if we do have spring practice, which I assume we will, I'm hoping that he'll be able to run around out there and get some reps on air. I don't know if they'll let him hit yet. He's still waiting on that clearance, but it is trending. Oh, and he says, here's the point, he says he's coming back. That hit social media Thursday, too. That's a big pickup if he is back to what he was. That is a big time. Let me put it this way. He's better than the receivers Clemson had this year on the field. Much better. And they had a decent to pretty good group. Not as good as the year before. You know, when you have somebody, a couple of years back, when you had all those 6'4 receivers out there running around and dominating. But they're better at receiver just because of this. If, big addendum here, if he is back to what he was. And you never know about that until you get out there. Karen says, Bill, I think Meyer wants to succeed where Saban failed the NFL. Well, I mean, I'm sure he's a ultra competitor. I don't take it into account. I'm going to do this because Nick couldn't. Nick's getting all this praise about being the best ever, which, frankly, that's not new news. Nick was the best ever before this championship season. He just added to the resume. He's the best ever and adding to being the best ever. He's stacking them. He's just stacking more and more. And he's not done, apparently. So Urban Meyer taking into account Nick's, and I don't know if Karen's saying this, but Nick's getting a lot of pub. And I don't know if that might be some small bit of it, but I'd go back to coaches. I'll give you a good example. Jeff Fisher, Titans coach all those years. Then what did he have? The Rams job. Played at Southern Cal back in the late 70s, early 80s. He's got a big ranch here in this area, in Kingston Springs, which is Middle Tennessee. He was on George Plaster's show on WNSR, the mothership here. I believe it was last week. Was it early? It was recently, whenever it was. And he said, I'd be interested in the Tennessee Vol job. Jeff Fisher. Now, what does that mean? It means he's a coach's coach. He's probably not getting many overtures these days in his life. He was once a hotshot coach. He's older now. The last gig did not end well at all. Not at all. I mean, and it was even mentioned that he'd be interested in the Vanderbilt job. Yes, seriously. Back to what I've said ad nauseum. Coaches coach. That's what they want to do. Very few of them want to go lay in a hammock and just watch the waves roll in. That is not their idea of peace and harmony and the good times and the golden years. Back in that locker room, back in that main office coaching, back watching film, back in practice, back in the weight room, back in the grind, that's what they want. That's how they get their jollies. That's what makes them happy. Sitting at home and tilling the garden might be fun for about 30 minutes for them. Nothing replaces the endorphins, the high that they get from coaching. We need a break. I know that. First break here. Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume starting to pick up out here pretty much on schedule. Coming down 65 here at Trinity Lane. There's been a couple of accidents. Bell Road at OHB, that one getting some attention with a lot of flashing lights there in that area. Antioch Pike at Haywood Lane should be out of there in just a few more minutes. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Nikki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
over in Savannah, TA, says, Bill, you think Urban would take Fields over Pretty Boy? I wouldn't think so, but I don't know the inside story there. I should have asked Chris that yesterday, and I didn't. I wouldn't. Now, could there be a situation where somebody offers a bunch of draft picks for Pretty Boy, and it's just so crazy you got to take the additional picks? For what you consider a franchise quarterback, they're hard to come by. I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't, but that's a legit question. I don't think he would. Now, not that that is saying this, but you don't take a player based on he went to this school I like. You never make that decision. And again, I'm not suggesting that is suggesting, but you don't do things out of a popularity contest. You do it out of pure personnel. Now, if there's a tie or something, yeah, maybe, but Allen in Tampa, Bill, maybe Herbs can make Tebow his parole officer. Nice. Yeah, Tebow's from there. Homeschooled now, but from there. Maybe you think Tebow gets a gig out of this? I'm not sure Tebow needs a gig, right? I'll say this about Herbs. He had lots of problems at Florida with discipline, right, to say the least. Well chronicled. That wasn't the case at Ohio State. Not at all. Perry Mason, Bill, coach's coach might have to go on the verboten list. No, it's a brilliant term by me. So simple, yet brilliant. No. That goes on the let's use it more list, if anything. It's my way of describing the passion that coaches have for what they do. It's in their system. They're wired that way. Now there are a few that can get away that say well, there's two instances. One, you get old enough to where you just don't have it anymore. Bobby Bowden, Joe Paterno, etc. Bear Bryant. That happens. Well, you just can't go anymore. You just can't dial it up. You don't have it. Your time is done. And eventually that'll happen to Nick. I don't think it's nearly as soon as people thought it would be a couple of years ago. But that's one instance, which anybody and everybody could eventually succumb to that or will succumb to that if they coach long enough, obviously. The other one would be the rare person who just gets out and they don't, even though they keep up with football, maybe they do some TV, radio, whatever, some media, but they don't necessarily miss the long hours. There's some that can do that, but for the high-level ones, it's hard. Particularly when you have tasted success. Julia down in Atlanta, Bill, Urban's goal is going to be 16-17. That's more wins, one more win than Saban. A playoff win would be cherry on top. Well, they go 1-15, and again, I don't watch much of the Sunday game, but they're 1-15 is what he's inheriting. And what if they're 7-9 that first year or something? That's clear improvement. Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast. Bill, Pretty Boy's camp of advisors are much happier with Urban now in Jacksonville. Rumors were that he may pull an Elway or return to Clemson a couple of weeks ago. Interesting. Shannon, Bill, you think Urban's legacy gets tarnished any if he fails in the NFL? That's also something to consider. Well, not to people like us who love the college game. But will those naysayers say, and look, another one went to the NFL and another one failed? That will be part of the conversation. So I would say yes, somewhat tarnished, but not from a college point of view. Nick, look at Nick Saban's. Look at his reputation. Now he's in college after the misfortune of the Dolphins, etc. And Urban Meyer is doing it opposite. He's doing the NFL after the college. I doubt Urban Meyer, at the end of this Jacksonville journey, wherever it leads, jumps back to college. I guess you never know, but I would doubt it. Maybe one way would be, let's say he coaches in the NFL and he's there 3-4 years and he's a decent, nothing great, but his health problem never rears up. Which medically, I don't know if that's possible. I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody that would know. But maybe then some college reaches out. Now, it'd have to be a high profile. He's not just going to take a gig. But that's interesting. Karen says, Bill, Mark Richt hung it up. A couple of things with Mark. Mark was getting run out of town. He was the Miami thing was crashing and burning. And I don't know. He could have gotten a gig somewhere, but probably not a profile, resourceful gig. But, yeah, he's out. And I think Richt, just watching him on the ACC network, he's not very good at it. I like Mark, but he's not like Urban Meyer. He's not good at it. He does not translate well to media. He's too laid back. That's just his personality. He's been that way forever. He seems to be at peace, though. Yes. I don't know that he is just dying and itching. Now, a guy like that may volunteer. You'll see coaches volunteer to high school or something, or, you know, tag along kind of gig. You just keep you occupied and keep you a little bit in the game. But yeah, Mark Richt didn't have a lot of places. The energy vampire had run out of pixie dust, if that makes sense. And, you know, right before then, he had that really good season where they started the whole way undefeated until they got to the last game, the Pittsburgh game, and then they got crunched by Clemson in the ACC title game. That was a moment of peak at Miami. Remember that Saturday night? They just blowed out, as we'd say in the South. They just blowed out Notre Dame. That was with Quentin Nelson and I always forget. Who's the big 6'7" left tackle who's in San Francisco now? That's one of the best sides of the line of scrimmage you can have. Quentin Nelson is arguably the best lineman in the game, okay? And Miami's D-line punked them, man, that night. That game was over at halftime. That was the peak for the energy vampire. They had them blow it out at halftime. And that was what was that Notre Dame team? That was a 10-2 type team. Boy, the bad team was pretty good that year. But, yeah, that was the peak. And then the next year after that, they lost to Pittsburgh, a team that wasn't very good. Then they lose to a Clemson team that was very good. And then the next year was, ugh. Speaking of not a good look, wasn't a good look at all. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. We'll talk Alabama with him. Bunch to get to. Oh, Pete Golding. Let's talk about that when we come back. And we'll talk to Kevin about it more at the top of that second hour. But defensive coordinator in Alabama, not going to be the defensive coordinator into the future. It sure looks like. Coming right back, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are active right now on a couple of accidents, including that one at Bell Road at OHB that caused a bit of a slowdown already this early in the morning there on Bell Road as they moved that crash at OHB. Traffic's picked up down Ellington Parkway, Highway 109 in Wilson County, starting to get a little bit busy there, headed up towards Interstate 40. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Mokara Salon & Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa day. Make time for a soothing facial, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Give her the gift of relaxation. Call or stop by Mokara Salon & Spa for your holiday gift cards. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Mokara Salon & Spa.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
Our biggest storage event just got stronger. The Store More, Save More event going on now at the Home Depot. Get exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes starting at just $4.98. They're heavy duty, durable, and come in a range of sizes from 7 to 70 gallons. So whether you need to store a little or store a lot, you're going to save loads. Make room for big savings at the Store More, Save More event going on now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event and dates vary by store. See store for details.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Ellis of the Nashville Predators.
Catch one of Music City's longest-running radio shows devoted solely to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Every game day morning at 5, Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier and the Renegades of Puck, Nashville Sports Radio, and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey. Happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. Pete Golding. I don't know that anybody has thought that he'd be back as defensive coordinator at Alabama. A lot of folks were disappointed he was retained to be the defensive coordinator for this season. Obviously, this season overall turned out incredible. Bama's the champion again. Defense was not their strength. They were pretty good, but by Bama's standards, they weren't excellent. And obviously Nick has taken another route with the team regardless, because he realizes you're going to have to be pointsy these days. You're not going to win these 21-19 games and your D shuts them out or holds them back as much as in the past. It's just not the way the game's heading. And give him all the credit he's getting for adjusting that way. But Golding has never been a so-called real popular defensive coordinator there. I can't speak for everybody, but just in general. And he's flirting with other places. There was some talk about LSU. But the latest is Sark is considering him. Bobby Burton even reported this. He has the 24/7 Texas site, and Bobby had a tweet about it, I believe, last night. Golding is flirting with Texas. I would assume he'd take that gig. if indeed he is offered the job. And we don't know about the domino effect yet. But if indeed Tennessee does part ways with Jeremy Pruitt, and the NCAA stuff isn't too damning, or the internal investigation, which would involve Jeremy Pruitt, not too damning, then there's talk, and Kevin will expound on this. Perhaps Nick would take it back. And Nick loves him. And obviously, when he's been at Alabama, Pruitt, he's done a very good job. He's much more popular there as the defensive coordinator than Pete Golding. Let's put it that way, if you want a comparison. Now, again, a lot of what-ifs there. Tons of them, but that's a general way to look at it. Jim up in Ramsey. Actually, he's been down in Florida. Says, Quentin Nelson, Billy, is a Jersey kid. Red Bank Catholic. Great player. He's arguably the best lineman in the league, NFL. The left tackle I can never think of. I don't know why. I watched him play a million games. Mike McGlinchey. Not sure why that name, when I'm trying to pull it up, fails me. They have had at left tackle Ronnie Stanley, who's making $1 trillion in the NFL. Mike McGlinchey, big contract. Liam Nelson. Their left tackles have been ridiculous for the Irish. If they only had the skill players, cornerback and plural receivers, that were as good as the offensive linemen, they'd have something. Problem is, they haven't. Now, they've had individuals like Will Fuller. We can point him out. Big kid up in Pittsburgh right now. But I'm talking about numbers. It's been a problem for them. One other note. Irish Bill. Irish Bill. Says, how long do you think Brian Kelly lasts at Notre Dame if he continues to never win big games? He stays forever. I don't know if he wants to, but he's under no pressure. Meaning, better win the next Alabama game or you're gone. There's nothing like that going on at Notre Dame. As long as he's winning as big as he's winning right now, which is 10 games a year, 10, 11 games a year, it's what he's averaging. And he's had 3 undefeated regular seasons in the last, 8 years. They're not going to do anything to him. He can lose the next 10 Alabama-Clemson games. Because I think they realize right now you can't win an Addy there. And I don't know if they can do what you need to do at those skill positions to win an Addy. Here is a stat. I want to pull this up and then I'll take a call. I've been meaning to pull this up. And let me see how far I have to go down the timeline. I might have marked it, bookmarked it. But it's the quarterbacks in the 7 national championship games during the playoff era. And it's not both quarterbacks, meaning both teams. It's the winning team's quarterback. This starts in 2014 up to just Monday night, up to Mac Jones Monday night. So the 7 winning quarterbacks, you know how many of them were 5-star quarterbacks? 1, Pretty Boy, his freshman year. So let's begin. This is 2014 to now. 7 of these, 7 quarterbacks, the winning QB in the national championship game. Playoff era. Starting in 14, 3-star. 15, 3-star. 16, 4-star. 17, 5-star. That's Pretty Boy. 2 Burrow was what? Burrow was a 4-star, I believe. Joey Burrow. And then Mac Jones, it says here, 3-star. 1 5-star and One, two, three. Three four-stars and three three-stars. There's as many three-stars as any other star in that game. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't mean that quarterback isn't totally vital, because it is. Means maybe they weren't ranked right. Or it means they had a lot of talent around them, which aided in the ultimate championship. There's many different ways you can calculate that, but it's interesting. It's still very, very interesting to go through that. Armageddon, welcome in.
Bill, that's every morning when you say that, that's sweet music to my ears. It's like you're welcoming me into the fore.
Glad we could oblige.
Bill, now I've got some news for you. Billy Bell Mead, I think he must be at Dunkin' Donuts. He's nowhere to be found on Chicken Road.
Cops like those donut places, don't they? They love them. Ask Danny.
Coffee and donuts in the morning, Bill.
Danny in New York City, our favorite police officer, and he's in a city that's probably rougher than any other city. I'm going to have to ask him if that stereotype is true.
Now, Bill, let's talk about TV Tommy for a second.
Yep.
Where's his next stop?
I don't know. There's been people just as a joke saying, why don't Nick take him in like he takes a lot of other coaches in? I don't know if that's a thing or not. Now, I'm sure – now, this guy's wired a little bit different. He's a quirky he's almost – he's not like Harbaugh, but he's weird like Harbaugh, right? Meaning he's – just everything he says and does is awkward. And they have to pay him off about $15-20 million. Now, again, I don't think that shuts him down. I think he wants to stay busy. There's been some talk that maybe the NFL, as a coordinator or a quarterback coach or maybe somebody there takes him in.
Just got to make sure to go to a town, you know, where they got some of his favorite establishments.
Well, if you think about the NFL and the cities the NFL's in, they're not one of those cities where he can't find a nice night spot. No worries.
Bill, we're going to have some chicken or some steak, burgers, something like that on the rec deck this weekend.
We have not had that conversation. I'm sure there will be something like that, yes, but that has not come up yet.
Have a good weekend, Bill. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Appreciate it very much. Let's do this. Let's take a break. Kevin at the top of the hour. Brad in hour number three will be joining us. BradPowerSports.com. Handicapping and anything you have for him. He does football, which now would be the NFL. If you want to get into college, we can. Doesn't have to be handicapping there with him if it's college, because we have nothing to handicap at the moment. I mean, he could give you a, this would be a spread if we had to set it today. If you wanted to estimate some things, he could give you a general area. But again, we're still trying to figure out coming and going. Who's coming and going? The other thing is we're hot in the middle of transfer portal territory. He gone gateway territory. And teams stacking up players. Florida, I mean, just an example, Florida's gotten two defensive linemen in the portal already. One from Auburn, one from what, Penn State, among others. So, all right, break time, coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's a few slick spots out here. Give yourself extra time. We're checking a possible minor wreck. 40 westbound in the area of the West Loop. Traffic's picked up not only in that area, but 65 south here at Trinity Lane. Here comes that steady flow of traffic out of Dixon County on I-40 East through Kingston Springs. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken, online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
College basketball tonight, number 9 Tennessee at home against Arkansas. 7 p.m. tip-off, the Volunteers an 8-point favorite. NHL futures updated on Monday. The Nashville Predators currently plus 3. 50,000 odds to win the Stanley Cup. They're projected third in the division at plus 745 behind the Lightning, even, and the Hurricanes at plus 255. Wild card round of the playoffs on Saturday. The Colts a 6.5-point underdog at the Bills. Seattle minus 4 at home against the Rams. Bucks an 8.5-point favorite on the road against Washington. Then Sunday, Baltimore minus 3 at Tennessee. The Bears a 9.5-point road underdog against New Orleans. And the Browns plus 6 at the Steelers. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu beef. Bob's Steak and Chop House is ready to host your private holiday parties and get-togethers. And if you need a stocking stuffer, there's no better gift than a Bob's Steak and Chop House gift card. To book your private holiday party, call 615-761-3707. Located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a chance of showers, high 45. Chance of rain or snow tonight, low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 41. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stey.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast points out, how about Bill TB Tommy to UNLV as the offensive coordinator? It's the stripper capital of the USA, he says. I'll take your word for it. Johnny Vegas lived there for 2 decades. Brad Powers is out there, too. I have never been to Vegas, so I couldn't tell you, even though I'm sure that's right. I'm not going to argue that. Georgia Dog, speaking of Mark Richt, he says he is in the top 10 all-time wins in the SEC. Number one is Bear Bryant with 292 wins. So that's Kentucky and Alabama. Now, would it be fudging here if we added his A&M record? Of course, A&M wasn't in the league then, but 292. That number is safe forever. That number will never be flirted with. Spurrier second with 208. Vince Dooley, 201. Dan McGugin, Vanderbilt, has the fourth winningest coach in SEC history. McGugin, back in the day, 197. If you go to that campus and you would go to the facilities, you have the McGugin Center there, which a lot, if not almost all, except for baseball, aren't all the sports housed there, meaning the coaches and in McGugin, other than Corbs. Corbs got his own crib over by the baseball stadium, I believe. Johnny Vaught, Ole Miss, number 5 with 190. Suge Jordan, Auburn, 176. General Nealon, the general, is number 7 with 173. Philip Fulmer, number 8, 152. Nicky, number 9, 148. That's going to change here soon. Mark Richt is number 10, 145. On the all-time winning list. Yeah, Richt had a stellar career at Georgia. through the early years. Got there in, what, 01? And immediately upset Tennessee. That was the only game Tennessee lost until they lost a game they were pretty heavily favored in, the SEC championship game against LSU. That was the Hobnail boot game, 01. Now, Rick through there had a, again, stellar career until this, until he hired his guy, his buddy, Willie Martinez, to be the defensive coordinator. And we've talked about these things so many times. You hire your buddy, and he's not very good, then what are you going to do? And it about got him fired before he got fired. Defense eroded. Defense went from the best in the league to erode down to embarrassingly bad at times at Georgia. And finally saw the light, and I believe that's when he brought in Grantham. And that worked for a little bit. And then Grantham left for Louisville. But that's when everything, to me now, started going south. It was not the same there as it had been prior. Cynthia says, I'm just glad for the Bear that Kentucky gets a mention here. Cynthia's a big Kentucky fan down there. Georgia Dog Bill, Rick, deeply religious, involved in foreign missions, developed many kids into better men than he did perhaps better players. Nothing to be ashamed of there. Love Coach Rick. Yeah, I've always liked Rick. Rick did not like me because he heard the criticisms on the show. That was made pretty clear to me from Rick. But I get it. I mean, I understand. I understand that part. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, speaking of Vegas and strip clubs, I have personally helped more than a few single moms with money for their college educations. Johnny Vegas, like I've told you, I do not doubt you. I do not doubt you at all. There was a sales lady back in the WLAC days who was just fantastic at it, Mary Garland. And she was married to a famous baseball player, Wayne Garland, pitcher, who's from here. That's how she moved here, because she's from upstate New York. And so anyways, they married, and this was in the 70s, and he was a pitcher, and then he turned into a kind of a bad guy. They got divorced. He wouldn't even pay his alimony. He went to jail before paying alimony. They just put him back in jail. But he was a G-word great pitcher during his prime, and his life just deteriorated. Anyways, so Mary, when they got a divorce and everything, living in Nashville, needed a job. So she went into radio. She did on-air, which she was really good at that. She went into sales. She's the kind of person in sales that could just call somebody and say, hey, I need $10,000. Okay, it's done. I mean, how many salespeople? Sales is not easy, right, for most. Most people struggle. They're scared. They're afraid of rejection. She's just the opposite. I mean, she'd just making tons of money. And they started going to Vegas, her and her kids, just on vacation, and loved it so much. Finally, they just said, hell, we're moving there. And she moved out there, and she's still there. And I know Jeff, too, looked it up a while back, maybe a couple of years ago. She's in radio out there somewhere, and I she's in sales. I know that. Probably on air, too. But she is really good. Really, really good. And they loved it. They loved it so much. They just said, why are we going out here visiting? We're moving there. And they packed it up from the 615 and moved out there. I couldn't do that. But and from all I can tell, I have not talked to her. I was close with her. Knew her well. She come over, swim at our pool, come by the house with her boyfriend or new boyfriend on Saturdays, Sundays, and hang out on the farm with us, and we cook out and everything. I knew her well. But a few more trips to Vegas, she was the hell out of here. And again, must love it. Must love it. All right. The top of the hour is approaching any second now, and that means Kevin Hagan will be with us. Kevin Hagan will talk Alabama. We'll talk staff information. If you have any questions for him, post them on Twitter, and I'll pass them along without any problems at all. Brad with us, hour number three from the aforementioned Las Vegas handicapping out there. Omni Nashville Hotel.